The U.S. is facing its worst affordable housing crisis in generations. And the biggest problem is we don't have enough homes for people to buy or rent. So it's just basic economics. The lack of supply keeps pushing prices higher. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress in their Build Back Better social spending bill would like to make what they call the biggest investment in affordable housing in history. NPR's Chris Arnold takes a look at how much that might help.
It used to be that people complained a lot about housing being too expensive in New York or San Francisco, LA, DC. The problem is now way bigger than that.
Unless you're making a lot of money right now, you can't afford a house in this country.
That's Senator John Tester speaking at a recent hearing. He represents the state of Montana, where now home prices and rents have been rising dramatically, too.
We got businesses that can't expand. There's no housing for people who make regular wages, okay?
Okay, so all this has lawmakers' attention. Nationally, home prices are up 50% over just the past 5 years. But what can they do about it? Because the biggest force driving up prices actually goes back to the housing market collapse and the financial crisis more than a decade ago. In the aftermath, about half of all home building companies went out of business. And then year after year after year, we just did not build enough homes. And now economists say we're a couple million homes short of what we need.
Given the population, there are fewer homes available to rent or to own than we've had really at any time since World War II.
Jim Parrott was an economic advisor in the Obama White House for housing policy. He says in the past, Congress has spent money on things like first-time homebuyer tax credits. But right now, that would just juice up demand and make things worse by pushing prices even higher. This bill, he says, instead would do a lot to address the biggest underlying problem, the shortage of housing, by building a lot more housing. By his count, it puts $50 billion towards that.
The package on the table now will undoubtedly help.
The fate of the bill is uncertain because Democrats are trying to pass it without any Republican support, so it could change or stall in the Senate. But Democrats say the housing market really needs this help.
It is basic economics.
Congressman David Price is a Democrat from North Carolina. He says the bill has money for vouchers to help renters and to repair public housing, but also to build a lot more affordable housing.
I do think we're achieving a good balance.
Of course, local zoning rules often block the construction of smaller homes on smaller lots or affordable apartment buildings. So Price says the legislation is also trying to nudge states and localities to change that zoning.
The way we have it in the bill now, you have tax credits and the direct funding to construct housing. And the way that those awards are made can take into account the local practices with regard to zoning, with regard to density.
But even though it would be a historic amount of money, the bill can only do so much, especially when it comes to starter homes that first-time home buyers can actually afford. Robert Dietz is the chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
Yeah, there are a lot of different reasons why we don't have enough housing in the United States right now. And we call these generally the five L's. They are the limiting factors on housing supply. It's a lack of labor. It's a lack of lots to be available to build on, the availability of lumber.
The other two L's, laws, as in zoning laws, and loans for builders, which often have high interest rates. So he says another thing the government could do is arrange for lower cost loans to help developers buy the land and build more affordable homes. Chris Arnold, NPR News.